How Papa Lost His House, a Parable for Our Times by Charles Deamer. Once upon a time, there was a very poor village, and on a hill overlooking the village was a mansion in which lived a wealthy widower and his son. There was much fear in the village because an arsonist was on the loose, burning down ramshackle homes in the community. But the mansion on the hill was surrounded by a great fence, and no one in the mansion knew fear. One day the father and son were dining when the son suddenly cried out, "Papa, I smell smoke!" The father, the son, and the family servants rushed to the mansion rear, where sure enough they discovered that the video game room was on fire. "Do not fear, my son," said the father. "It is only a fire caused by an electrical short in one of the computers." And he ordered his servants to put out the fire. But even before the last flames were smothered, there was an explosion, and another fire broke out, this time in the adjacent sauna and bathhouse. When they rushed to this new fire, the son looked out the window, and he saw the shadow of a fleeing figure. "Papa, Papa, I see him! That must be the arsonist!" cried the son. But when the father looked, there was no one, and all he saw was the strangely beautiful reflection of flames off the magnificent sculpture and gazebo in the garden. "Don't worry, my son," said the father. "You must have seen a shadow made by the flames. We are always safe in the mansion." That night there was another fire, and another, and in the morning the father could see that his son was very frightened. "Papa," the son asked, "are you going to catch the arsonist today so we can be safe?" The father was worried that the mansion was not safe from the arsonist, but he didn't want to alarm his son, so he said, "Today, my son, we are going to go into the garden and into the shrine of the gazebo, and there we will light a candle and pray for protection and peace." And this they did. That night, more fires broke out, destroying other rooms in the mansion. In the morning, the son asked, "Will you catch the arsonist now, Papa?" "My son," said the father, "you must understand that the arsonist is not as fortunate as we are. People in the village are poor and hungry, even as we are able to eat roast duck for dinner. You must understand that the arsonist acts as he does because he is angry, and you must understand his anger." "And what do we do, Papa?" asked the son. "We help the poor," said the father. And that very day he sent his servants into the village with great offerings of food and wine. The villagers flocked to the beautiful, bountiful wagons and quickly consumed everything offered with great appetites. When all the food was eaten and all the wine was consumed, the poor villagers demanded more. And when the servants said there was no more, the villagers demanded to be taken to the mansion so they might see for themselves. And the servants ended up fleeing for their lives. That night, even though the father had served chicken for dinner instead of roast duck, more fires than ever broke out in the mansion, until only the kitchen and dining room were left standing. "Is it time to catch the arsonist?" the son asked, more frightened than ever. The father didn't know what to do, so he decided to take his son into the garden once again, where they entered the shrine of the gazebo and lit candles and prayed for peace once again. This time the father also prayed for guidance, because he didn't know what to do to stop the fires or what to tell his son. While they were gone, the arsonist struck again, and now the entire mansion was burned to the ground. "Papa, look!" cried the son. The father could not believe his eyes. Not only was the mansion destroyed, but his son was smiling. But when the son saw the expression of anguish on his father's face, the smile vanished. "But, Papa, why do you look so sad? The mansion has been burned to the ground. Now we are homeless, just like the poor, and everyone is equal. I thought this is what you wanted." And in his confusion and grief, the father turned to go once again to the shrine of the gazebo, to pray for peace still again, and to pray for guidance still again. but the gazebo was already engulfed in flames.